So you're going to do your normal connection. Okay, remember the connection is, for those of you that have been practicing healings, you haven't been practicing that many healings, this is where the healing happens, folks. It's get yourself ready to support this person to come into this non-form, form, life purpose, all of these levels in within you. And then when you touch another human being, you are literally moving into another universe, something you can never imagine. All right? And even if I just finish with Joanne, and 5 seconds later, I go back in, it's brand new. Now I have to feel it brand new. It's like, what is this now? Right? Because remember, healings are teaching you how to be in relationship. And when you honor your relationships, like you honor somebody that's laying on the healing table, you start becoming somebody who masters relationship, is able to really enjoy them. So we're going to start with the touch. We start, and then we do the bow, right? Just a quick memory. And we're allowing the body. So we're doing the bow so that the body comes back into the rising arc of the universe, which is always, the universe is always curving back on itself in a figure eight, okay? And we all lie on the curve somewhere. We're all coming back in through that. And so when you do the bow in the body, you're reminding that it's not some rigid, linear, first chakra thing that the brain tells you it is, that gets from here to there, and life is a straight line. The universe, nothing's ever straight in the universe except for the way people think, okay? So we start with that, all right? And then we release the backs of the knees, but you actually don't if they're pregnant, right? We don't want the baby now. Keep it in there. But we're releasing the knees because most people don't exist below their knees. Right? You understand that, right? We release the knees because most of the time you spend most of your energy is up here. It's like you barely, for some people like me occasionally, like my toes are hooked on my chin, you know? So getting them down in, more down in their feet is really important. All right, so that's the beginning.
Is there ever a condition for men that we wouldn't want to be releasing the knees or be mindful of?
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of. Men just need to, they just need to ground, yeah. Okay, so the hand positions on this are here. You're going to find their hips. If they're ticklish, don't stick your fingers in too far. Right? Just find their hips, okay? And right in from the hip bone, right here are the ovaries. Okay? Can everybody see what I'm doing here? Some of you have seen this before, so you know what we're doing. We're basically trying to get each ovary in the center of each palm. Okay? So you want to get the table low enough that you can actually reach over. The table's too high, it's really hard to get your hands in that position. So you want your hands right here over each ovary. So this is the initial position. Now, what will happen is that the first thing we need to do in getting this her body ready to create something is we have to make sure that the feminine quality of creation and the masculine quality of creation agree with each other. Because most people are either doers or they let things happen. But there's rarely an in-between. So what if you're a doer that lets it happen? Then you're a creator. Okay, if you're a doer, you're just a doer. You're just a person who just builds shit and walk away from it, right? And if you're allowing it to happen, you never feel like it's yours. So if you're all feminine creation, life just is happening to you. It's like it's wonderful, and I've got this, things happen, and I receive, and I kind of make things happen. But you've got no investment in it. And if you're all masculine, you're so invested in it that you're pissed if somebody like bumps into it. So both of these qualities of creation and both have to come together so that you can trust the universe to bring you in this moment what you need to create and what's calling you to take action to build something rather than using your brain, which is almost always wrong about what you want. Okay, so what I'm doing right now is, first of all, I'm just bringing them into balance. So each ovary will have a very subtle, like, radar blip, like a little pulse. And since each of your hands has a chakra right in the middle of it, okay, that little, and each ovary has a little chakra in over it, it sends out its little message and your hand feels it. And it sends out its rhythm, okay? And you want to feel which one is more active. And be really careful. I mean, you got to really know your anatomy here. Down here is not okay, folks. It's like, well, you know, you're not paying attention. And they're like, ooh, you know, especially with men, no, you know, well, with men, you're going to be out here anyway. But with the women, be really aware. It's right off the hip bones, no lower. Because you don't want the person on the table feeling uncomfortable because you don't know where to put your hands.
So where do you do with the men?
I'll show you.
Okay.
Men are going to be here. Okay, down between the legs, and it's the same thing. That both testes, you'll find that one will be like, you know, clunk, 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 and the other one you won't feel at all. Just like the ovaries, you'll feel one that's like push, 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 push. That's how I create. That's where I create from. And the other one will often not be very well managed. You know, it's sort of tired or sleepy, or you've never asked it to do anything.
The left
is the feminine, the receptive ability to create. So you have to receive all of the materials, all like the goddess receives, and then births out of that everything. Right? The masculine is the light that's birthed out of the goddess. Okay, the masculine is the light that creates all things and is a doer. It's constantly doing shit. It's like the masculine's never stopped. The darn light, it's just always building stuff. Right? And the goddess is like, oh, you go ahead, you little ruffian, you. Right? Keep building things. Keep making universes. How about a star? Go ahead, honey, you make a star. Okay? Because that's the principle. That creative principle is the masculine principle. Okay.
So, what about ovaries that, you know, haven't been terribly active and...
Retired.
Okay. So, there... Liz, your ovaries have been very active, okay? So it's important to understand that even if you haven't been, you know, using your ovaries and you've gone through menopause and all that stuff, those, and even if you've had them taken out, they are still there. They are your creation machine. That's where creation hits that's the buck stops here. Okay? So anything you create, they're very active. It's just a matter of bringing them into balance. And you can have people that have had one ovary removed. The very first time I did this healing, I was doing this and I was getting a nice pulse in one hand, and I was like, no pulse on the other side, couldn't get it to go, and I called the teacher over and I was like, what's going on here? And she said, well, you know, you're right, it's going to be a problem, but you can bring it. Just use your intention and bring him into balance. And then afterward, we asked the woman on the table, and she had had one ovary removed. So you will run into things. I was helping my sister-in-law get pregnant, and it worked like a charm. She got like pregnant the next day. Turned out she, but she had, but she had,
now it's on film. And now it's on film. You'll have to try again next year.
That's when his toes are up here.
I was giving her. I was. I, she came.
Just try next year with the cake.
Yes, yes. She
Please
came.
Jump over the
she came up. She came up and needed and wanted a healing. But her one of her ovaries was actually on the other side, so they were both on the same side. Okay, they were both actually on the masculine side, and she was one of these people who was constantly trying to create from the feminine. I was like, and so she was a lot tougher than she played on TV. But that, you know, I didn't have to move the ovary back, but I had to make sure that ovary was able to go back and be more receptive, because her struggle was that she wasn't receptive. Okay, couldn't create from there. So we go until both things, so we feel them both, and then we want them to both be together. Boom. Boom. So Joanne's like this. Some of you may be boom, 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 boom. Some may be boom. Boom. Won't matter what your rhythm is. That's their rhythm. Okay? And then you're going to leave your hand here. And now we're going to move up to the heart area, which is the life purpose area. And now you're going to align yourself up with your life purpose, okay, which is going to be a healer for this person to navigate into that dimension of consciousness where you are, where your intention to have this creation is there. So then we bring this to the just above the heart, the high thymus, and then you want to notice, are they talking? Once again, you can figure a person out very, very quickly just by how well these things, are talking to each other. And if these are down here going, bum, bum, bump, and this one's going, bup, 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 or going, bup, you know, bup, or off it, it's like they're not, it's very difficult for them to bring something in that they actually have chakras for. Okay? So now we're waiting and being patient and feeling and holding the intention that these two worlds can meet each other. No, I didn't ask Joanne what she wanted to create. But we'll give her just a sort of like a free pass here. Anything you want, we'll open up the system for that. And then once those are together, then we go to the pineal gland, which is the just center back of the brain. And that is going to be the inner light point, the sort of the soul connection where you perceive life in things, give life to things, right? So to be able to bring life to something, you have to perceive that life force before you bring it in. And this table has a life force. It's like this is somebody's dream, right? This healing table is someone's dream. Keep in mind, this roof, everything is someone's dream. In each of these solid objects is someone's dream that manifests that. Right? And they bring that out, they brought it out of nowhere. Nobody built a roof like this before someone built this, and that person had that dream. So we want to make sure that you see your creations as being alive, not just something that you get paid for and you move away from. Okay? And the same thing happens here. I need, now that these three are going, then we're going for this connecting all three together. Yes? And if this were a man, I would have my hand here. So if after you do men, both hands, feeling both, you'll put one hand here, same way, holding, and then move up to here. Now, if you've got a big man, like Paul, you can't get from here to there, okay? So you go to here. The healer, in full spectrum healing, the healer should never bend. You either sit or stand, but you never bend. That hara line, that life purpose line, is essential. If you're bending over the table like this, it's because that's the way you operate in your life. You're always kind of doing things. You aren't standing up and holding your power. The healer has to hold their power and hold that central column of light as vertically as you possibly can. So whenever you have to do something, reach for something, sometimes you have to reach a far place, but keep your back as straight as you possibly can when you're doing healing work. Okay? Okay. So once we're here, and we got them all balanced, we just close, normal close. So we're just going to come to here, and we're going to be sending the energy down. We start here, integrating the two sides of the hemisphere, two hemispheres of the brain, integrating, then sending the purple down and orange back up if you're able to do that. If not, just full charge so that what she's experiencing here goes through every cell of her body. She's recreated her body. She's in this no time, no space place of being all things, all connections, and then you're sending that as a thought. That's when the thought comes in. Remember, the thought is the last part of any creation. It is not the first. Once you have experienced something, then you send the thought back down, and it creates it and solidifies it. Because thoughts create solid matter. Yes.
I thought the recreating part was the desire, the orange went first, and then you pulled back up the ending of it. So did I have it backwards?
Did I say that backward? Mm-hmm. No.
No,
it's indigo down, and the orange back up. So we're bringing up the passion, we're sending the indigo down, so we're sending the indigo down through, okay, and then breathing it back up and bringing the passion back up, and then sending the vision all the way down and recreating, so you're reminding the body that it's got to have both vision and passion to make this happen, okay? And then we're going to close, and remember, always close in front and behind, and then step out of their field and let them cook, okay? I recommend contraception after doing this healing. There's no sex on this weekend, folks, so you don't have to worry about this weekend, but you will be fertile for weeks after this. So be very aware of that. And also just understand you're gonna be very fertile for new ideas, new things, people will suggest things, and you'll be like, wow, I could do that, I could make that happen. So you've gotta be conscious when you bring up this fertility healing, you are becoming fertile ground for your life purpose. Yes?
Do you do the chakra balance? You just showed the bow, and it says a short chakra balance.
You can do a short chakra balance, but since all we have time for is to do this back and forth, we're just going to do the bow, and we're going to go right in. Okay? All right, Amy, we can shut this off.